The flood disaster in Myanmar has brought the death toll to 89 and affected hundreds of thousands of people across the country, prompting a state of emergency and calls for urgent relief efforts. A Chinese non-governmental team, Blue Sky Rescue Team, has begun its operations in some townships of flood-hit regions in Myanmar, sending 13 victims, including 11 children, to the hospital. The second batch of 21-member BSR team arrived in Yangon early on Saturday, along with rescue boats and relief aid, aiming to extend helping hands to local people. Leader of the second batch of the team, Hu Xing, says they have fully prepared for the rescue work.
Members of the team come from around China. I will divide them into two groups. The team has brought 8 rescue boats, relief aid, and medical staff. I can ensure each rescue group has at least one qualified medical staff member.
As the largest non-governmental humanitarian organization in China, the Blue Sky Rescue Team is the first international rescue team to arrive in Myanmar. The first batch of the 10-member team arrived in the country earlier this week. Currently, the team has carried out rescue operation in the Sagang region, one of the worst hit areas by flood. However, Chief Leader Yuan Shan has introduced that the situation in Sagang is dire.
So far, the flood water in Sagaing has subsided, but several villages and towns are still trapped by the flood. The most important thing is that the drinking water and food there are polluted, so local people have to drink dirty water. The health situation is cause for concern.
On Thursday, Myanmar President U Thein Sein met with the first batch of BSR team and expressed his appreciation to China and the Chinese rescue team. For the Chinese side, the central government has announced emergency relief aid worth millions of yuan to help Myanmar's flood victims. Meanwhile, the Chinese embassy in Myanmar has called on the Chinese enterprises in the country to provide aid to flood victims and coordinate efforts in rescue operation. It's been forecasted that severe flood has begun to move southwards, and is likely to expand and affect southern areas of Myanmar. For CRI, I'm Wang Mengzhen.